And before Ambit, and I was a full-time hairstylist. And I only made money when I was behind the chair. Now, whenever I was sick or couldn't go to work, I would never make any money. Now, with Ambit, that's changed everything. Now I see the power of the residual income versus linear income. My family and I just got back from an amazing spring break trip to Florida with my family. Now, my wife and I, we got to celebrate our 20-year wedding anniversary, and we were able to make some very special memories. And I love spending that quality time with my family.
Yes. Hey there, everyone. This is Danielle. And Ambit has been such a huge blessing to our family. When we were introduced to Ambit, we were going through some really hard financial times, just about ready to have our house foreclosed. And now, 11 years later, so incredibly thankful we were able to build our own house. And we put a salon studio in the house so Stephen can keep us all looking beautiful together. We love that we get the opportunity to work together and be present parents. They don't ever know what it's like to be at a daycare because we're always the first to pick them up from school and get them back home. And we just love all the precious memories that we've been able to share together as a family thanks to the Ambit opportunity.
Yeah, we're super excited after the last Ambit event with the Ambit kickoffs, just where Ambit's going and just the rebirth of Ambit, and seeing we're excited for the future, what's going to be happening. And one of the beautiful things about Ambit Energy is that you can learn from everybody that you meet in this business. And one of those things is that we met with Lane Winsett. And at this time, I would really like to introduce a gentleman that has over 30 years of experience in the direct sales and multi-level marketing business. And he is a founding national consultant with Ambit Energy. And this will be his 17th year with the company. He is a Millionaire Club member and a Founders Leadership Award winner. He's been consistently in the top money earners with Ambit Energy, and he is one of the best trainers and speakers in the industry. And we are so privileged and honored to have him as a friend and as a mentor in our business. It gives us great pleasure to introduce national consultant Lane Winsett. Lane, are you there?
Hey, I am Stephen and Danielle. Thank you so much for introducing me and being on the call tonight. I know it was short notice for me, and I do thank you so
Absolutely.
much for introducing me. I do want to go ahead and get started. I apologize for us having a rough start, but we're going to have a great training, and thanks so much for hanging in there for us. They say today is the day you dreamed of yesterday, so we're going to get after it, and I hope that you will do me a favor and get your pen and paper out and your laptop or whatever it is, you can take some good notes. Now, one of the things that I've done to try to help solidify this training and make it a little easier for you is if you will, because tonight, really, what I'm going to be talking about is building your personal brand for your network marketing success. In other words, a lot of times people really don't get an opportunity to kind of start their business the way they should and set up their business in the right way. Maybe they've not had a lot of experience in both network marketing or maybe even in business in general and owning their own business. And so there are some critical things that I think are very, very important to help you not only simplify your business, but also start to create your brand. You as a network marketing professional, it really is important for you to understand that you are your sign, you are your brand, you're your own Coca-Cola, so to speak. It's important to be able to build your brand over your career in this business where people recognize you and your personality. People are attracted to you. And in doing so, there's some key things that you can do to improve that and really help you establish yourself out there in the marketplace. And so one of the first things that I always talk about, of course, is your mindset. And I'm going to kind of go over. If you go to my Facebook page, if you're on the internet, you go to Lane Winsett, and you go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Lane Winsett, or you can do a Google search on my name, and LaneWinsett. You can pull up a Facebook page, and on my first post there, what I did was is I laid it out for you. Instead of you having to take a bunch of notes, you can kind of follow along if you can have access to Facebook. One of the first things I talk about, of course, and I'm going to be covering seven important goals here, is mindset, because your right mindset is absolutely critical and crucial for your network marketing career. It's important to have really kind of a positive mental attitude. You know, they say attitude is everything, which it really is. And in this business, you've got to really have a fabulous attitude, because your attitude is really kind of the money magnet that attracts people to you, and it keeps you going, and it's kind of like your Superman cape that you wear all the time that helps you to through the ups and downs. So your attitude is absolutely critical with regards to having a very successful business. And, of course, your willingness to learn. That's one of the reasons why you plugged in on a Sunday night, late in the evening, to try to pick up maybe a couple of tidbits of information that you could use in your business. So willingness to learn is a very important part of your business. And, of course, the determination to succeed. And that is, you know, for you to have the persistence that you need and understand that, you know, there's what's called the progressive realization of your worthwhile predetermined goals. And what that means is that it takes time for you to be successful. And so you have to know that, you know, it is a journey, and it is something that it's not necessarily quick and all of a sudden you just, you know, become an instant millionaire, so to speak. You want to be able to give your business time to unfold, and through proper planning, you can make that happen. So number two is your personal branding, which I want to talk about, because building a personal brand is essential to attracting customers and building a successful network marketing business. I mean, it includes creating a professional-looking photograph of yourself. If you haven't had a photograph taken of you, and if, let's say, your spouse, if let's say if y'all are both in the business working it as a team, or you individually, you need to take the time to have a photograph taken, and a couple of different ones that you can use in your business for any type of social post, or as your career progresses, as you start to really work your way up in the company and become recognized. Certainly you want to have a nice picture that you can use to be able to promote your brand. You know, it also is important for you to try to capture your own name as your domain name. Now, a lot of people don't think of this, but, you know, when you come into Ambit Energy, you get your own, really, it's a smorgasbord of different website addresses that are in your back office and your power zone that are different ones that point to different parts of your business, some for customers, some for opportunity. So it's important for you to, let's say, go to GoDaddy. This is what I did. If you go to LaneWinsett.com, for instance, it'll give you an example. And I branded my name. I took my name, and I was very fortunate enough to have it available. And for a very nominal fee at GoDaddy.com, I can go and I reserved my name. And in doing so, you don't have to reserve it for a bunch of years. Just reserve it for 1 year. It's very inexpensive, or maybe 2 years if you want to. There are a couple of things that you can do with that. Number one is you capture your piece of real estate on the internet to build your brand. It's absolutely critical. Now, if your name is Johnson or Smith or something like that, it may be a little bit different, but you can work around that and do different workarounds to try to secure your name. But if your name is available, for God's sakes, grab your name, reserve your name, squat on your name, own your own piece of property. Because what else you can do with that is it allows you to forward that address or your name or your .com. And let's just say this, if .com is not available, then get .net. If .net is not available, get .biz. You know, get something that is, I would say .com, .biz, .net. Those are probably the top three that I would get to reserve, or .ai is another really good one. But my point is that you want to own your name, and then you have the ability through GoDaddy, and I'm not, you know, pushing GoDaddy. I'm just saying that's one of the best places to go to reserve your domain name or your web address name. You then point, anybody that goes to that .com or that .net or that .biz name, your name.com, like LaneWinsett.com, if you go to LaneWinsett.com, what you're going to find is that it is pointed to my Ambit Energy website that allows me to drive them directly to a what? Video. Because I want to get people in front of a video, and I want to get them exposed as quickly as possible. So it also does this. It allows me to set up my own email address. For instance, my email address is not, you know, LaneWinsett at Gmail or LaneWinsett at Hotmail or LaneWinsett at, you know, whatever, yahoo.com. My email address is pretty simple. It's lane@lanewinsett.com, lane@lanewinsett.com. Now, the reason why it's lane@lanewinsett.com, that means it makes it easy. It looks professional. So when I get my business cards printed up, and that's another thing I want to talk about is that really, look, you're in business, and you can go to your Ambit Power Zone, go to the actual Ambit store. There are all different types of products and different things that you can purchase at the Ambit store that allow you to set up your business cards and get the different tools that you need. And your business cards, if they have a professional email on them and a professional URL or domain name, then that shows that you are not only in business, but that you are a pro. Because, you know, if somebody sees an email address with a Gmail address or some other off-brand email, they may not feel as that you've taken the time to really be as professional as you possibly can. So once again, it's all about branding. It's about building that brand around you as an individual in this industry. And it's absolutely critical that you do that. My suggestion would be is that you do two things, or actually three. One, get your email to where you know that you're going to be being able to have a professional email. Number two, secure your domain name in your name if possible. And number three, point that domain, which you can do, and GoDaddy will actually help you. You don't have to even do it yourself. They will, their customer service will show you how to point that to your website and web address at Ambit Energy. So, you know, that's really so important in your business to look professional. So you have your picture, you have set up your website, and then of course the next thing would be to secure your media platforms or your social network platforms that are so important, like Facebook, for instance, and Instagram. R2 and YouTube, and whenever you do that, you can go to another company called Canva, which will allow you to be able to set up all of the branding as well, which would allow you to do the headers, for instance, on each one of your different social networks. They have them specifically for Instagram, specifically for YouTube, specifically for Facebook and that type of thing, and so what happens is that when people get on the internet and they search for your name, or they're trying to locate you, or maybe they met you, you gave them a business card, everybody's going to go to the internet. And once again, you want to make it consistent. I call it a line running through it, where in the design that you're putting up for your company, that you can point all of that back to your website and also to your app. Because remember, everything can be built out of the Ambit app now, which is really exciting. So the business cards are critical, because you're going to be able to use those when you're out there marketing and doing different things that are important to build your Ambit business. The other thing I wanted to share with you is warm market. In other words, the importance of you really, of course, making, when you initially get in business, your warm market list. It's absolutely critical to get a fast start in your business, because your warm market list are your friends, neighbors, relatives, business associates, people you know, you love, and that trust you and you trust them. And that's going to be kind of the testing ground, so to speak, when you first start and kick your business off. But you don't have to make a list of a gazillion people. You know, if you can make a good quality list, let's say of 20, 30, 40 people, that you know, and really sit down and concentrate on that, those are going to be the first prospects that you're going to pick up the phone and call them along with your upline or sideline or somebody as a leader that you're working with to help you to be able to make that initial contact to say, hey, I'm in business. I just got involved with the energy business. It looks like I'm going to be coming into some money. I'd love to be able to visit with you a little bit about it. And then you can ask the old if I could, would you question, hey, if I could show you a way that you could earn a little extra money on the side working with me in the energy business, would that be pretty exciting? And so, you know, it's a simple if I could, would you question. That's your approach question that you should be having on the back of your eyeballs that you use on a regular basis that allow you to be able to fish for a prospect, so to speak, because cold market is also another important area of your business. In other words, once you continue to work and squeeze the lemon on your warm market prospects, you're going to start to move into your cold market. And that's building a cold market business is a great way to expand your network beyond the warm market. And it includes, you know, learning how to use an approach when you talk to strangers to introduce your business to them. And of course, the opportunity videos and the business presentations are a key way to get people in front of what the story, because that's ultimately really what we do, isn't it? I mean, our goal is to get people in front of the story, and that is where you have other people and other information that they're going to share as kind of the first step or first introduction to kind of what we do, because it helps tremendously to effectively present the business opportunity. And it's critical that you do this to attract new prospects. So using the tools in your Ambit Energy app to share the compelling videos and presentations that clearly explain your business and benefits. I mean, the app is kind of the focal point, if you will, the nucleus of your business now that the app is there and available for us. Because remember, your total business can be run and operated using your Ambit Energy app. I mean, you can track your customers, your consultants, you can track your compensation. Plus, all of your training tutorials are there right at your fingertips. It allows you to be able to repetitively listen to and internalize the information necessary for you to not only get a fast start in our business, but also to get the important information you need in order to build your business and know that, hey, sometimes you can't get a hold of your upline or your sideline or the person that as a leader that you might be working with, but it's up to you. It's your responsibility to become a product of the product and really internalize the information necessary for building your business. You know, if you went and became a real estate agent or an insurance agent, you'd have to study to do that. If you have to go to college to become, a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever, you spend years literally getting a degree that sometimes is worthless when you put it up on the sheepskin on the wall. There's a lot of highly educated, unemployed people. At least when you invest the time, effort, and energy of becoming educated in Ambit, you're going to find that it's going to pay big dividends for you and your family in a financial way. So just keep in mind that that Ambit app is absolutely critical that you become very, very familiar with it. It's your whole business in your hand, in the palm of your hand. So it gives you that flexibility to know that no matter where you go, whether you're on the road, you're traveling, you're out and about, whatever, it gives you that ability to know that your Ambit business is right there in your smartphone. And it's pretty powerful. And I tell you, it also helps you to be able to attract the younger crowd, you know, the Gen Zs and a lot of the other younger kids that are really familiar with using an app on a daily basis for a lot of different things. So, as a new consultant, it's critical that you have a clear vision of what you really want to achieve with your business. In other words, you have to crystallize your thinking. That's what I call it. You have to visualize kind of who you are, where you're going, how you're going to get there, and what the end result is. It's absolutely imperative, and let me tell you why. Because when you crystallize your thinking and you have a sense of purpose in your life, when you talk to people and you use that as an affirmation in talking with them, in other words, if you tell them, look, my goal is to become X. In other words, if you want to make X number of dollars or you want to have, my goal is to have X car or X, you know, my kids' college education paid off or whatever the goals are that you personally have, when you share that with other people and you share it with conviction and belief, what you're going to find is that people want a piece of what you got. They go, I don't know what that person's selling, but I want a little piece of it, because they feel it. They feel that, they hear it in your voice inflection. They see it in your eyes, the sparkle in your eye. They know that whatever it is that you're selling, that you bought it yourself personally. So you have to have conviction in our business, and that comes from setting personal and specific goals that are measurable and that are aligned with your personal values and aspirations. I mean, you've got to figure out with a piece of paper and a pencil, sit down, spend some quality time, you know, really evaluating your life. Look at it like this. You wouldn't hop in a car today and go on a trip anywhere. I mean, if you were going to go to the Grand Canyon or, you know, go to Miami Beach, you know, if you had not been there before, one of the very first things you did in today's world, of course, is you'd get in, get on your smartphone, and you'd set your GPS map coordinates to where you're going. Well, your life is no different. You have to set your GPS coordinates of where you want to go. Otherwise, it's kind of like setting the wrong GPS coordinates or letting somebody else do it for you. And in doing so, you know, you're going to, no telling where you're going to end up. But you get to pick where you want to go. You get to choose where you want to go, but you have to use your mind and sit down and eliminate all of the no's and start saying, okay, if I had a clean slate, if I had $1 million in cash, if I had all my bills paid off, if I didn't have any worries, if I could just had a crystal ball or an Aladdin's lamp that I could rub on and I could create my own dreams, goals, aspirations, things that I want to do, what would that be? And start with a clean slate. And I know in the beginning, it's kind of like riding a bicycle for the first time without training wheels. It's not easy. It's unfamiliar. You know, we were all told, sit down, shut up. Don't talk to the girl next to you. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Don't love when you're not wanted. You could never do it. Your brother never did it. Nobody on the block ever did it. How the hell do you expect to do it? A baseball bat, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They want to tell you, no, you can't do it. There's no way you're going to be able to do that. And by the way, when you go to talk to these warm market prospects, which are your friends, neighbors, relatives, business associates, and everyone you know, they're going to be sometimes the worst people as prospects to talk to. Because why? They've got an 8x10 glossy of you and a picture of you and your success. And you have to get outside of that comfort zone. You have to rise yourself above it and realize that you can become a new person. You can become a different person. You can achieve a high level, a degree of success. Why? Because now you have the one thing that really helps you, or actually two things. You have personal goals and dreams and aspirations, but yet you have one of the most important things, which is the financial vehicle to attain those goals. That's the Lamborghini, the Testarossa, the Maserati, the F50 Ferrari. That's what Ambit Energy is. It allows you to sit in the driver's seat and be able to take the checkered flag. I mean, you could go 180 miles an hour and win the race of your life. But here's the key. The car starts out with no gas in it. It has no gas in it. There it sits. It's a beautiful car. It'll go fast. It'll win the race. But the gas that you put in the tank is what? It's your personal goals, dreams, and aspirations. And that is the fuel that motivates you into action. Remember, if you took the word motivation and you cut it in half, M-O-T-I-V, if you put an E there, and then you A-C-T-I-O-N, motive for action, that means that you have to be motivated to take action. And that, you know, once you have the dreams in place and you've really got them to where you can almost taste them and they're crystallized, then it's very, very difficult for people to get in your way and tell you no. If you do get a no, or people give you rejection, which is really one of the only reasons why people are not successful anyway in life, is why? Because they're a fear of rejection, you know, because you don't want to pick up the phone and call somebody. You're afraid that they're going to tell you no. Well, that's the worst thing that can happen, is tell you no. The worst thing that can, not, that's not the worst thing. The worst thing is that you're not going to be able to achieve your personal goals, dreams, and aspirations. So to sum it up, you know, you have to set clear personal daily activity goals, be consistent with your daily activities, and find an accountable partner to help you stay on track. That's critical. Find you a mentor. You know, with these tips, you'll be well on your way to building a successful network marketing business with Ambit Energy. Now, remember, these are just some of the many important aspects of building your successful network and the business. And, you know, keep learning, stay motivated, always stay focused on providing value to your customers and your prospects. Because, you know, successful people do what unsuccessful people won't do. And so in review of the call tonight, what really the call was for is what I wanted to try to accomplish, and I hope that I have, is number one, you are your own product. You are your own brand. Therefore, you have to have business cards. You have to have a good headshot that is important. On the business cards or on any URL or logo or Ambit Energy or whatever, you have to make sure that independent consultant is on there. That's important. Because we are all independent consultants. So you can't reserve a domain name or a URL that has Ambit or Energy or Ambit Energy in there. That's important. That's against company policies and procedures. But, you know, you should own your own name. If you can't do it, do it. So get your own name, get your own URL, get your own first email. Then you can start and say, okay, I'm going to order my business cards now. Have your business cards out. Believe it or not, people still use business cards. It's important, like Johnny Appleseed, for you to go out there and when you're prospecting to be able to share the opportunity with people and then learn an effective approach. An approach is absolutely critical in being able to, you know, share your name. In other words, you've got to be able to know that each and every day you're out and about. And when you're out and about, you have to look at it like you're fishing, right? I mean, you know, if you've never been fishing before and you cast your rod, you've heard of a backlash. You know, you get a backlash in your rod where, it's all tangled up. You spend half your day trying to get that undone. And you thought, well, fishing was fun. Well, fishing is fun when you cast your rod out there and you keep casting and keep casting and you get so good at it that you can just land that bait exactly where you want to land it. That's through a process called space repetition, internalization of information, hearing, seeing, doing over and over and over again. Just like repetition of you see a basketball player shoot a hoop or you see a baseball player take a swing at a pitch, or any repetitive activity allows you to have the autonomic nervous system come over where it's a reflex of thought. And that's where your approach needs to be in your both warm market as well as your cold market prospecting. And once you have an effective approach and you've got all these other things in place, you've got your business cards, you've got your own URL and web address, you've got your own business cards that you can pass out. Now, when you talk to somebody, you can have a simple approach. Hey, do you consider yourself a money-motivated person? What a simple question to ask somebody. Hey, do you consider yourself a money-motivated person? Have you ever thought of alternative ways of making money? Those are two simple little approaches that you can do to test the water. You're casting the rod. You're popping the cork for the bait and then to see if somebody responds. And then you might come back and say, well, if I could show you how to earn a little extra income working with me part-time in the energy business, would that be something that would be of interest to you? That's a simple question. It's non-confrontational. You're being perfectly honest with people. If I could, would you? If I could show you how to earn a little income working part-time with me in the energy business, would that be something you'd be interested in? And they're going to either do one or two things. They're either going to say yes, no, or maybe. You know, and the maybes and the no's you're not interested in. What you're looking for in our business is not a bunch of people. That's the biggest misnomer in network marketing is the fact in multi-level marketing or direct sales is that you get people say, oh, I got to go get all these people involved in my business. No, you're going to go get the right people involved in your business. People that are money motivated, goal directed, strong center of influence, burning desire to succeed. People that have what I call the glow, okay? These are people that are outgoing and expressive people, and you only need a few of those in your business. So you're out there constantly sifting, sorting, looking for those people that have that glow, the smile, the outgoing personality, and those are the people that you want in your business. And one person coming into your organization can change the whole dynamic of your whole financial picture. Let me be assured that many people – that come into our business, you don't have to be a superstar. You just have to go get a few of them, and you'll find that your business will take off. So let's, in Indy, remember that attitude is everything. You know, teach somebody to fish, you know, then you're going to feed them for life. And don't forget to have fun. It's important that you have fun, that you enjoy our business, and that you go out there each and every day blessing other people because you really truthfully have one of the greatest gifts that you can give anybody in the world other than your personal testimony with regards to your religious faith, and that is a business opportunity. You know, there are people right now, as we speak, in America that are in their closet on their knees praying, Lord, please bring me something. I know I'm a talented person. I know I'm somebody is a good person. I want to do the right thing. I need something that can come to me that will allow me to be able to change my life and pay my bills and be able to reach a higher level of financial prosperity. Lord, I know it's out there and I'm looking for it. And they're praying. And you can't imagine what happens when you meet a person and you share this opportunity with them. You know, we're a company now. I'll be going in. This is going into my 17th year with the company. And what does that tell you? That tells you you're dealing with stability. You're dealing with a company that has been around, has a proven track record of success. You never have to worry about apologizing to anybody when you're out there dealing with somebody. So, you know, jump in with both feet. You don't have to look back. You don't have to feel bad about you being in direct sales or multi-level marketing or direct, you know, whatever brush they want to paint you with. Hey, it's the people's lives that you change along the way that are really going to be the biggest impact on you and what you have achieved in our industry and with our business. It's not the money. It's the friends, the relationships, and the lives that you've changed through this wonderful opportunity we call Ambit Energy. So I hope you enjoyed the little training I gave to you today. I look forward to doing some more. Once again, I posted this on my Facebook page for you to get a few little, you know, tidbits of information. I know there's a lot of stuff that I covered, so I hope that helped you out. Once again, my name is Lane Winsett, National Consultant with Ambit Energy, Millionaire Club member, and very happy to be here with you tonight. And I really appreciate each and every one of you taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the call. God bless you all. Thank you so much for coming out tonight, and I look forward to working with you in the future. I'm going to go ahead and open up the call, and let's hear anybody. And thanks once again to Stephen and Danielle Lee for opening the call for us. Okay? You guys have a wonderful evening.